It was totally worth the drive to meet the people that I've been networking online with, to see the NSS booth, the potency of like care for other people in the Nashville network. It is no surprise to me that this will be a substantial tech hub in the years to come.
You are listening to Stories from the Hackery, a podcast about the students, alumni, and community members that continue to shape Nashville Software School. NSS is the nation's first nonprofit coding bootcamp, where anyone with aptitude and motivation can gain the skills needed for a career in tech. For more information, visit NashvilleSoftwareSchool.com. Welcome back to Stories from the Hackery, Nashville Software School's official podcast about the students, alumni, and community members that continue to shape NSS. Today we have NSS graduate Gabe Gallo. Gabe recently worked with a local tech conference, DataTune Nashville, to create their website and Day of Conference Scanner application. And we're going to talk a little bit about how he got involved with the conference and how he built these applications. So Gabe, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jessica. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here supporting the NSS community and talking about DataTune and my, you know, how I contributed to the app. It was a volunteer project on my end. So I built their website and a conference scanner app. For those of you who don't know DataTune, it was primarily a data engineering, analytics, and science conference held in Nashville, Tennessee. It was the first of its kind. It was bringing together a lot of different user groups in Nashville. It was quite the experience to be building the app and just seeing the organizers' passion for bootstrapping the conference.
Yeah, it was all volunteer led, a volunteer initiative, like you said, and it was really, really cool to see, you know, the grassroots data community and just, you know, general tech community also come together in a way that we've seen in the past, right? Like Nashville's tech community was built kind of on this grassroots initiative, right? And so it was really cool to see a conference like this come to fruition this past spring, and I am excited to see where it continues to go. You know, it's just the beginning, it feels like, so that's really exciting. So I do want to get into kind of your background, Gabe, and you know, did you work in tech before NSS? You know, how did you come to find out about NSS and, you know, decide to make this this investment in yourself?
So I did not come from a tech background. I worked as a paralegal for the United States government during COVID. That was my job out of college. I really enjoyed the work I did. I was primarily responsible for, you know, financial analysis, reviewing different tax documents, basically identifying the health of a business and preparing loan documents. But that's not where my passion was. Entirely. I've always been around computers. So one of my best friends basically convinced me to just start coding. And that was about 2 years ago. I did my first line of code in Python. I realized this was something I couldn't really do myself, or I could, but I felt like the learning curve was way too steep as far as like there are so many technologies in tech. There's so many languages. There's so many opinions about how you should get into the industry. So I like went on Spotify, looked up podcasts for like, you know, either going back to school or going to a boot camp. And I found basically an NSS graduate, web developer grad, was hosted on, I think it was called the Complete Developer Podcast. Will and Beej, they are Nashville locals, and they had hosted someone. And they had basically compared the self-learning style, the graduate, like college grad style, and then like kind of the new, more modern bootcamp route for going down and learning to code. And she was just talking about NSS, and I checked out the website, and I looked into the, you know, the plan of NSS. I saw it was nonprofit. I saw it was really well put together. There was a lot of great testimony. And I joined from there. I joined a Jumpstart course to learn more, and then I joined the Software Engineering Bootcamp, I was in cohort two, that went for about 9 months, and I had just graduated in June of 2023. It was very back-end focused, building with a lot of different cloud technologies and whatnot. And then a couple of weeks after graduation, I found work with DataTune.
Nice. Really, really cool. Tell me a little bit more about how you got involved with DataTune. You said it was a couple weeks after graduation. And you are a software engineer, so, and this is a data conference. So tell me how you got connected with the conference and doing, building their app.
I was in the job market in the summer of 2023, and I wasn't getting a whole lot of interviews. So just to keep myself motivated, keep my fingers on the keyboard, Kate Rogers is a program manager for the software engineering. Kate's great. Every time I get in a call with her or talk with her, she always drops some like incredible wisdom. And she knew that I was really motivated to just to build something. And I think Ed Pearson, who is one of the main organizers for DataTune, had contacted NSS and was basically trying to find front-end web developers. I had learned front-end web development in very minuscule at the end of my boot camp because it was much more back-end focused. And we can get into that about how I kind of bootstrapped my front end knowledge to build the DataTune website, but I was ultimately connected by Kate.
Love to see, how our team continues to work with grads after graduation to, make sure that they're getting the opportunities that, we see fit for them, but also, that support after graduation, has to be, so meaningful because it's, it can get hard, after graduation, still trying to keep your skills up, while also on the job search. So that's really cool to hear. Let's talk about a little bit about obviously the website. So what type of tools did you use to build the website? I know that you mentioned you kind of bootstrapped your way to the front end portion, but walk me through, how you built the website and some features you might be like excited about and
Yeah, I'm gonna start with like outcome first. DataTune had 400 attendees. We had over 60 incredible speakers, six workshops that were held on Friday of the week of the event, and then the second day was all speaker oriented. We also had 16 incredible sponsors who I don't really think we could have a you know I don't think we could have done it without them. So shout out to everyone who helped sponsor the event. Now getting into the website, I had helped with like three different versions of the website over the course of, August of 2023 to March 2024. I think that's about 7 months. The first website, don't tell Ed this, but it was like a full-on copy of a JavaScript, HTML, and CSS tutorial on YouTube. It was just trying to like, wet my brain with like what really building static websites are in general. I had used, yeah, I really it was a lot of there was no web frameworks that I used because I really wanted to kind of learn JavaScript, HTML and CSS. So there was my own learning curve that was getting thrown in there. We ended up launching that version. It worked well. It was mobile responsive, so it worked on the phone. It was
Nice.
desktop responsive. And then we started bringing in some of our event management components. We used Tito, which is it had kind of managed all the checkouts for people who wanted to register for the conference, and then that had kind of managed checkout information as far as like attendees, speakers, and they had cool developer tools that I ended up using, which basically housed all the data that I stripped out and threw on to some of the websites when Ed wanted some more like customized components. And then we used Sessionize, which kept track of like the scheduling for the
Yeah.
event.
Awesome.
So version two, it's just kind of some tweaks. And then version three, after about like 4 or 5 months, I kind of was on the low key with helping them out. I was dealing with a lot of some personal events and moving. And I realized like a lot of people are going to look at this website. So I brought it upon myself to really dedicate some like serious time to building out like a dynamic and responsive UI and UX. Working back with Ed to build something that was like cool and unique and really showed off the digital assets that were helped created by Flagrant. So that was a lot to unpack, but yeah.
Yeah, really cool. And clearly it, was a huge asset to the conference, in getting, yeah, those registrations, selling out the conference. That's a huge win, definitely for, the grassroots community. But this website, helping support all of those data entries, that's a lot. That's a lot. So congrats on, just building a web app that would support all of that. That's really, really cool. And you also, though, you didn't just build the website. You also built, which I was there at the conference using the software that you built the day of as a sponsor for NSS. So you built a app that allowed the sponsors to scan a QR code that was unique to their information, their ticket, right? And it would then populate on our end, on the sponsor's end, that they visited our table, and our sponsor tables would were doing raffles. And so at the end of the day, we got to, from your app that you created, we got to randomize a winner from everyone that stopped by our table. So I mean, I was completely blown away by this app, and kudos to you and creating it. But walk me through when was the idea for this app, created? Like, when did you guys have the idea for this app? Like, and walk me through how you created it.
Yeah, we had the idea for Ed had the idea for the app very close to I think it was about 3 weeks
Wow.
before we were gonna have our conference. And he had gone to a lot of SQL Server, or he had gone to a lot of events in Nashville where they do like a bingo card style for keeping track of people who have visited sponsor booths and then doing like a raffle at the end. And he's just like, I don't want to touch a piece of paper or keep track of names in any way, shape, or form. And before he approached me, he was like, I'm trying to do this on my end, but it's just not making a whole lot of sense. Him and Cameron, who's another organizer, they kind of threw the idea out at me. They gave me kind of this QR code packaged like web component, which worked really well. Shout out to Cameron. Made my life a whole lot easier. And yeah, I mean, over the course of like 2 weeks, I had just kind of built this web application out. I used the full stack template that I got from my boot camp
Nice.
to help kind of, log the visitors and then query back the visitors, kind of, maintain the database as far as like who's visited each booth and then pull back like random winners. And I used a lot of AWS tools. AWS Lambda is one of the tools I use. It's a serverless compute cloud function. So basically you only pay for when you actually want to call the function and you're not actually paying for time on a server. But yeah, I mean, it was, and I had tried to kind of mirror it to the style of Datatune with their colors and whatnot. So,
Yeah.
and then it did break. I think Jessica was the only Jessica and Brooklyn Data Company were two of 16 sponsors where the application didn't work. And like that was actually, I think that was a raw moment for me because I was really nervous
Yeah.
because I was like QA testing the whole app. I know like Ed and Cameron had tested it the night before and it worked well. It scanned everyone's
Right.
badges. But for whatever reason, in this like crazy day, like people love using camel case and no spaces. So 14 of our sponsors had no spaces in their names. But Nashville Software School and Brooklyn Data Company, they had spaces. So for whatever reason, it was the way I was calling and making like HTTP requests that it was just like throwing out the anything that was after the first space.
Right.
And Jessica was able to save, but she wasn't able to actually view or get raffle winners. So my quick fix was just updating the actual database table in cloud, in AWS cloud with Ed.
Yeah.
But I'm glad it worked because, you know, y'all were able to raffle off like 3 months of
Pluralsight.
yeah.
Yeah, it ended up working great. It was very cool to see in real time, 'cause I mean, 2 to 3 weeks before the conference is not a lot of time, right? To build the thing, QA it, and get it ready for the conference. So the fact that it was ready to go day of and there was only that one snafu, like honestly, is really impressive to me. And so it was, and the fact that you were there, and being able to expressed, what was not working and it being working and within, 5 to 10 minutes was pretty incredible. So, like great job on, being there, being receptive to, hearing what's going right with it, what's, not, and being able to iterate and improve on that, was really, really cool to see in real time, right? So really awesome, really cool piece of tech. If you guys want to check out any of the work that Gabe did for DataTune Conference, it will be linked in the show notes below, the link to the website and also a link to Gabe's video describing how he made the scanner app in a little more detail. But well, Gabe, I know that you are not local in Nashville, and you obviously, we're remote school. We do live online learning, so you're able to, do your time at National Software School virtually, which, is an awesome, byproduct of going online, fully v virtual experience. But tell me about your experience with the Nashville tech community while you were here in Nashville for the DataTune conference. I know you drove, what, 16 hours f round trip for this conference.
Yeah, I did, and it was my first time being in Nashville. Like I had
Wow.
spent all this time learning with all these like wonderful Nashville locals, connecting with them online. It was totally worth the drive to meet the people that I've been networking online with, to see the NSS booth, just as far as the potency of like care for other people in the Nashville network. It is no surprise to me that this will be a substantial tech hub in the years to come. Every single person that was from Nashville was incredibly helpful. And then it actually branched out. I mean, I know DataTune had people from California, New York, Arizona, Florida. We had people from all over the United States, and they like were able to kind of tune in to the vibe that was Nashville as far as, you know, helping people out, enjoying, you know, each other's passions. I was a little skeptical that I was going to go to DataTune and like get anything out of it other than that I was like kind of a developer for the tools, the software tools, because it was primarily a data conference. But that was just like not the case. There were so many people who were passionate about other areas like cloud engineering and you know, how I built the website. And I actually met some software engineers there as well. Yeah, honestly, 10 out of 10, DataTune 25. I'll be back. Hopefully they let me help out. But yeah, the tech community is pretty great in Nashville.
Awesome. And that's really cool to see that, You know, the Nashville software school community is so ingrained and plugged into this community that you know, even though you're not physically here in Nashville, we're able to network and to get plugged into a community like DataTune, and experience that for yourself is really awesome. Well, Gabe, thank you so much for coming on today to talk about your experience. I know that you are still looking for your first full-time job in tech. You know, tell our listeners a little bit about, you know, what you are looking for in a job, you know, your first job in tech, and where they can find you and connect with you online.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a few interviews with some companies that I've been really excited to work with. Some roles that I'm looking for, I guess, are the full stack back-end roles. But after having interviewed with a couple companies, I'm definitely looking more for API development. I'm looking more for dealing with and managing different databases, NoSQL documents, SQL-based databases. And, you know, maybe branching out and learning more about like graph databases or other database use cases. So just overall, the back end scene as far as compute goes, I am looking to build with Java as a programming language, JavaScript,
All right.
React, Python, just kind of a couple different tools that I know that are kind of extremely popular as far in like the back end, either web or application development. But I'm also looking to maybe move horizontally. If there isn't a full stack role that's opened, I am open to working as a QA tester. I have done test driven development, so, and you know, developed different project requirements on my applications. So I feel like QA testing would be a great way to learn more about what it is that I'm trying to build and prove that it works. I'm also looking at cloud engineering or, you know, DevOps specific roles where I'm helping out the developer at the company or building out and automating the cloud infrastructure at the company. And then, you know, application engineering as well. I know that kind of is a it's a kind of a crossroads to software development, so it tends to be more user focused, and you build with kind of different industry tools. But I'm really open up to a lot of different things, so I guess that's the short answer.
Absolutely. And so, your LinkedIn profile will be linked in the show notes below. So definitely, if you're hiring right now or if you want to get to know Gabe and his experience more, check out his LinkedIn in the description below. Gabe, thanks so much for coming on today and sharing your experience. And you know, good luck with your job search. We really can't wait to see, you know, the waves you continue to make in your career.
Thanks, Jessica. It is honestly pretty surreal to be here, and I appreciated every minute of it. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find the links mentioned in today's podcast in the show notes below. Hear more insights like these when you visit NashvilleSoftwareSchool.com.